is a great voice. It may be a pop voice, but that is a great voice. David Cassidy in his first UK number one from 1972. How can I be sure? Good link, Malcolm, because it was also a dusty hit. Can I tell you a story? Malcolm, can I tell a story about David Cassidy? As you've just heard, I love David Cassidy's voice, and no matter what anyone tells you about producing, the real problem with the producer is he's got a cast right. And I had Blood Brothers on Broadway in 1994, and we did 16 weeks out there and didn't get great reviews. Audiences loved it, but it wasn't doing great. And we were given notice to quit at the theatre. And I loved David Cassidy, and I thought there's a great part in Blood Brothers, the narrator, that David Cassidy might play. Well, I tried to get hold of him, and I couldn't. And eventually someone gave me his personal number, and I rang him up, and I spoke to him, and he's a very honest man, and he admitted to me that he was having a bad time. Things were not good. And I said, David, do you fancy doing a Broadway show? And he said, I'd really like to do a Broadway show. I said, could you get over to New York and have a look at Blood Brothers, which is coming off in a few weeks, and maybe we could talk about you playing the narrator? He said, yeah, will you pay my fare? And I said, of course, yeah, no problem. Pay your fare, put you in a hotel. Things really were rough for him at the time. And he went over. I asked my company manager to meet him, to take him to the theatre, and he watched a performance of Blood Brothers with the original Liverpool cast in it. And David rang me. It must have been, gosh, 2 o'clock in the morning after seeing the show. He said, Bill, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. And then he said, but I can't play the narrator. And I said, oh, David, I'm so sorry. He said, no. He said, I'll tell you why. Because I have a fan base. He said, you know, my best days might be gone, but I've got a fan base, and my fan base would expect me to play the lead in the musical. I said, yeah, but the narrator's a great role. He said, yeah, but the lead is Mickey. And I paused, because Mickey starts off at 7 years old. And I said, yeah. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, he didn't call me Bill that second. He said, Mr. Kenwright, you let me play Mickey, and I will score a home run for you. He became one of the greatest servants Blood Brothers has ever had. I got Petula Clark in to play Mrs. Johnson. David said, I've always wanted to appear on stage with my brother Sean Cassidy. Sean Cassidy was a superstar in America. And we went from 30% houses to 110% the week that they took over. The show became the miracle of Broadway. David gave me 4 years of immaculate service. I don't know if you read any of his books, seen any of the movies about him, but he says that phone call was the phone call that changed his life, and he certainly changed the life of Blood Brothers in America. David Cassidy, I salute you.